It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Watch this thing, as I know many of you did, and I know you did too, Diener, and I sat there on the couch and I said, egotistically, he heard me. And he heard us, America, because that was A+ in my book. We're going to go through, I have spent an hour and a half digesting and dissecting every one of these main cuts over here, and here's what we're going to do all morning long. We're going to judge all of them from 1 to 5 stars, and I'm going to tell you, every one of these statements, not a lot of ones.
Yeah.
There's maybe one. He ventured into one little area there where he made it personal. There's a couple of twos, and the rest were fours and fives.
It was back to basics Trump. It was vintage Trump.
It was exactly what they needed. It's exactly what the country needed. It stuck to policy. And I tell you, if he can stick to this, he's going to be tough to beat. And most political experts were saying that last night as well. Not if you want to listen to them or not. It doesn't matter what they say anymore. But still, if he sticks to this kind of stuff, that's what he's got to do. It's going to make the rallies more boring. It is.
That's all right.
It's the price we're going to have to pay, but that's okay because it's too important. Stick to the policies. It's what America wants. And he got to this a lot last night.
Mm-hmm.
He made this point directly. It's not a normal campaign. It's not. It's
right.
Just not.
Which is why I think he came out so early, because everyone kept asking the question, myself included. You know, this is kind of early. Wait till after the holidays, or at least, you know, wait until after the runoff in Georgia.
Right.
Maybe come out mid-January, and then you can say, all right, you know, full steam ahead, let's do this.
It's not just not a normal campaign, not a normal guy. And we all love DeSantis, too. But you know what? Sometimes the guy that's been in life, not just politics, the guy that's been doing it and doing it well, it's still his time.
Yeah,
DeSantis has plenty of time.
Sure, he does. He does. And you know, we always said DeSantis is going to be a great president one day, and maybe that day is 2028 instead of 2024. And that's always, you know, that's been the discussion the past couple of weeks. But you're right. The main takeaway, I think, here for a lot of people who are watching it, even those on CNN, because I always love watching CNN for these things.
Oh, I know.
And I was waiting to see what bad they can say about it. And, you know, you even had those maniacs on there saying, yeah, you know, he was pretty much on point and, you know, stuck to the script, so to speak. And if you can do this, if he did what we were asking yesterday,
exactly.
It was that we were preaching to the heavens, saying, just stick to the message, you know, go with the main points, go with, here's what I have done, here's what I can do again, and here's what's happening now.
And set the stage on why this is such an important campaign and how bad things are right now. Everybody knows that part of it. But when you identify this as a campaign like none other, he makes so much more sense when you see him.
Yeah.
Because he's not like anybody else. It's somebody with that kind of an ego, and they all have it.
Sure.
DeSantis has it too. You have to be an egomaniac to want that job.
True.
And you wouldn't want somebody without a big ego in that job. But to identify what this campaign is, more than a campaign, it's a quest. It was the first A+ of the night.
Because this is not just a campaign. This is a quest to save our country. Talking about saving our country.
5 stars.
Yeah, that's great framing.
5 stars.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, hey, we're running for president. Will you support us? You know, give us your vote. It's a whole different, he's making it like it's a crusade. You know, it's a quest. I mean, he said it there. He can't say it any better. It's a quest to save the country. So it's straightforward to the point. Again, it was back to basics. It was sticking to the message. It was exactly what he needed to do, which is what he did last night.
The media reaction was so fantastic. I will guarantee you all of these headlines were written 5 hours before that speech
last night.
And all so similar. It's the new software was updated in the mainstream media. NPR, did you see this one? They were the best. Donald Trump, who tried to overturn Biden's legitimate election, launches 2024 bid.
I love these.
NBC News. Trump, whose lies about the 2020 election inspired insurrection, announces third White House bid. Washington Post. Trump, who as president fomented an insurrection, says he's running again. I'm sorry, that's the best.
These are so good.
And The Guardian.
Oh, you had The Guardian? I didn't have The Guardian.
Trump announces 2024 run nearly 2 years after inspiring deadly Capitol riot. They can't live without him. They can't do without him. There's not been, by the way, since this has happened, there's not been one day that Trump has not been in the news.
That's true.
Not one. Not one day. Still dictates the news. They are falling all over themselves. By the way, I'm curious to see how many people watch this on Fox, too. How about Fox cutting away from it and going to their talking head experts several times?
Yeah.
I found out. You know where I landed? Newsmax.
Me, too.
I forgot I had it on cable.
Yeah. I was searching. I'm like, am I have to go online to watch this? They keep cutting away. I wanted to hear, you know, his entire thing. Now, granted, he was, you know, started going off script a little bit, rambling about a couple of different things.
Of course he did.
You know, but that's Trump. He goes off script a little bit and starts kind of going through the woods, but then he comes back on track and they're on there. You know, I don't want to hear Laura Ingraham. Get out. I don't want to hear Laura Ingraham on a normal Tuesday night. I don't definitely want to hear her last night.
We've got some little side ancillary things that happen around it too, including, did you see the banner that flew over Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, no.
As the speech was starting? Hilarious. It was a DeSantis banner that I don't think was from him.
Is this like a college football move where they fly the banner over the stadium saying fire the coach? Type of stuff?
I think so. I think that's what it was. And hey, not only clip by clip, we're going to judge the Trump speech from last night. Artemis launched this morning.
I'm so angry about this. I woke up angry.
Don't be angry.
I'm furious.
Don't be angry. You know why, Diener?
Why?
You get to hear Bill Nelson say, thrust. We'll get that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to midweek. Keep it here. News is coming up. I bet you Trump's in it. What's coming up at 6:30, Karen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixed bag. What do you want? So much
going on.
I want it all. I want it now.
I want it all at once.
Well, I'm going to get the bad news out of the way.
I spoke to her. She wasn't going anywhere, so I know that she was home. The question is, where's Mimos?
So Broward County woman, 39-year-old Mimos Dulcio, has been missing since last Thursday, and BSO says they believe she was murdered by the estranged husband.
Goodness.
In their Fort Lauderdale home, and that he put her body in the car and dumped her somewhere. Oh. He was arrested yesterday.
So they found her dead? That's how this
Well, no,
whole
they
thing
haven't
ended?
Found the body yet, but oh. There's signs of murder in the house and in the car, according to BSO. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, but they haven't actually found her yet.
No. So, Jose Pacheco is charged with second-degree murder.
Wow.
So.
That's interesting. So, you can charge somebody with murder?
Without the body?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
If there's enough blood in the place, whatever, and it...
Oh, so
you know,
they must have really
mean,
found a lot on the scene.
Maybe they luminoled and it lit up. Mm. Yeah. Who knows? But that more coming up.
All right, Karen. Thank you very much. That and more at 6:30, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome here, and welcome to this.
We've got to be nice and cool, nice and cool. Right? Stay on point, Donald, stay on point.
That was from 2016, by the way, that little clip. So they've been telling him this for a long time.
That's true.
But congratulations, and a gold star to you, whoever it was in his inner circle that has gotten through to him and gotten him on point and messaging, just talk about policy. We all know the personality of Trump. We all know it. We get it. You don't even have to do that anymore.
No.
Just talk about policy, because there's so much good policy, too, and good plans. Everything he laid out last night, and all you got to do is reiterate how bad things are right now and how good things are going to be in the future because of these policies right here.
That was the main message, and he
Beautiful.
Stuck to the message. Now, granted, he, you know, strayed off course a little bit, but it wasn't anything, you know, egregious. He was just talking about some other little things, about meetings he would have or...
There were a couple.
Little moments.
We told you that we're gonna grade these all these little clips, and there's dozens of them from last night. It was a long speech. It was long.
People
say, no, it was meandering. No, it was a long one. Gave the people what they wanted. We'll grade them 1 through 5 stars. This one, this was the first one we started to get a little bit downgraded, just a little bit.
Including the raid of a very beautiful house that sits right here.
Mm.
The raid of Mar-a-Lago, think of it.
Careful.
And I say, why didn't you raid Bush's place? Why didn't you raid Clinton?
Well,
32,000 emails. Why didn't you raid Clinton's place? Why didn't you do
careful.
Obama, who took a lot of things with him?
I'll give him 2.5 stars on that one.
It's not necessary.
He saved it.
He did.
But it was going down that path.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Diener, I'm sitting there on the couch watching this going, oh God, he's going birth certificate. don't do it.
Don't do it.
But he didn't.
No, that's good.
And he got right back on path.
That's right. And he does. I mean, look, he's going to do that sometimes.
Sure he is.
His mind tends to wander to the from one point to the next, kind of like I do.
Sure.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. I do it all the time. But it's important for him. We know his gripes. We know what he's upset about. It's important for him to stick to the message, which, for the most part, he did last night.
And by the way, that's not saying he's wrong.
No, right.
No
exactly.
one is disagreeing right, right. with him. It's just that everybody knows the story already. You never have to say it again. He's
exactly.
never got to talk about. He doesn't even have, even though it was recent, doesn't even need to talk about Mar-a-Lago again. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to do that. Doesn't have to talk about all the documents past presidents took with them. Doesn't, believe it or not, doesn't even have to talk about the Russia hoaxes again.
Right.
Everybody knows. Just talk about what you're going to do with it and set the stage like
yes.
this, which is where he went right back to it.
We need to look out for one another. We need to be friends, and we need every patriot on board.
4.5 stars. Fantastic. It's exactly what it
stuff.
Is. Because you know what that was? That was a call for unity, as close as he's going to do it.
That's true.
He's the first one to throw his hat in the ring, obviously, but to also do it with a call for unity. We need everybody.
No, that's a great point. And I wonder how many people might back off now when it comes to candidates. Maybe not any, but I just wonder, did last night change anything? Because,
I don't know.
You know, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, it's going to be a full field. You might have this name and that name. And, you know, we've gone over the names before. But I just wonder, does anybody feel that, like, does a Tim Scott, for instance, wake up this morning and say to his campaign, you know what? Maybe I'll sit this one out because I feel like he's going to have some momentum going forward. Or maybe even Ron DeSantis says, you know what? I was thinking about it. Maybe I'll just step back a little bit. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just a completely hypothetical question.
I think it changed the tone. I think it really did.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
I don't think it changed anybody's intentions because it's like they get, you run for president, you're forever, you know, former presidential candidate.
True.
You got books, you get movie deals, you get TV deals, you get everything. It's worth a lot of money, first of all. And it's not, believe it or not, at that stage, it's not even up to them. DeSantis isn't the one making the full decision right now. As scary as that is to say, there are higher forces that are pretty much controlling his political future right
now. Fair point.
Because you enter this arena, and it's they start to decide. Which brings me to this, Diener. Did you see this, too?
Oh, boy.
Half hour before the speech starts last night, maybe. It was a banner flying over Mar-a-Lago that I don't think is from DeSantis. I don't even think it's from the RNC. You lost again, Donald DeSantis 2024.
Oh, geez.
It's an airplane banner.
Flying over Mar-a-Lago? It was Mitch McConnell.
I think it was.
I think he might have been flying the plane. He's like,
it probably was.
Rubbing his hands like wow, Mr. Burns.
Wow, we got $200 left in the coffers. Let's hire that banner advertising in Palm Beach.
But I could see it.
See, but that's what I think that was probably from the DNC or somebody or some Trump hater because it creates that divide that they're trying to make.
Right, exactly.
This is what, which is another reason why the call for unity. We need every patriot. He's really going to hammer that home, I think, and it's so important.
It's a good point. Yeah, that was a good line, and it really does mean a lot because you're talking about, you know, really just within the past couple of weeks, a splintering of the Republican Party. There's one side who's sick of Trump, the other side who still loves Trump, and it was like that call to, you know, come together as
absolutely
Americans, forget Republican Party, but as
exactly
Americans,
right.
And say, hey, we got to fix this stuff.
And now he's the guy. Here's another reason why it makes more sense now to call and declare so early. He's the guy that called for unity.
Yeah, that's
true.
He
called it.
If he can stay away, and this is a big ask. We had a lot of big asks yesterday, and he came through in all of them on this speech. But I'll do one more. If he can stay away from the ridiculous nicknames and the unprovoked attacks
right.
against not only DeSantis, but anybody in
right.
the field. Just stick to the script. Stick to the messaging. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear how you're going to make things better, how you're going to get things back to the way they were when you were president the first time. And then you can go and do all the other mudslinging during the debates, you know, down the road when that happens.
He's not going to be able to. But if he does that 80% of the time, then
please.
That's even an astronomical ask. 80% of the time to stay on point like you did last night, fine.
Because it's like you said, it was a great point. You don't need to go through all the other stuff. We don't need to rehash Russia.
Everyone
Mar-a-Lago
knows.
Raid. We all know about it. We all know you're upset about
it. Guy's been in the news every single day. Everybody
right.
knows the story. And you're at the point now you're not changing any more minds.
Pretty much.
Don't even bring it up. Just talk about the future. It's going to be repetitive. For 2 years we're going to hear it.
That's it, though.
But that's okay. In the meantime, other news. This happened today, early this morning.
I'm so
boosters
upset.
Boosters in ignition.
Ugh.
And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
There it goes.
I don't even know if that guy works for NASA.
I
who is that?
I think it was just some guy watching TV. I don't know who that
we
guy was.
We rise together. But it gives us a chance to talk about this.
7.6 million pounds of thrust.
There it is. Yeah, Bill.
It's a big deal for Artemis to launch last night, though. I'm sorry, this morning, because it was one-ish.
It's a big deal. Well, obviously, Bill Nelson was very happy about the thrust there, but I'm very upset that this thing took off because we've been hyping this for 2 months, wondering, hey, when is Artemis going to go off? And it was supposed to go off in September, and then it gets delayed, and then they say October, November. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person in the world who didn't hear the announcement for this.
Because I saw even people on Facebook talking about it.
I had no idea this was going to happen.
Friends of the show posting to us like what time it was going to launch.
No idea this was going to happen last night.
Boy, I tell you.
And then I wake up in the middle of the night and my siblings are all talking about it. Hey, did you see the launch? I'm like, what the hell happened? I missed it?
Man.
After all this time, I missed it?
That's the kind of show research and the effort that goes into this.
They snuck it by me.
Don't worry. We'll relive it throughout the morning as we go. And also more Trump cuts. We'll grade them. 1 through 5 stars. Most of them close to 5 stars. I got to tell you, there were a couple of all-stars in there. And we got to talk about this. What's the deal with Poland? Who launched a missile into Poland, killed 2 people?
About that.
Nobody knows yet. Apparently, we got a lot to talk about. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of that stuff matters. And that's what we've done. We focused on results and leadership.
So it took a couple of days, but DeSantis responded. We'll get his dig against Trump in here in just a little bit because it was pretty crafty, too. That was pretty good. That happened yesterday because they finally asked him. And they're going to ask DeSantis from here on out forever about Trump. It's just he's not going to be able to avoid it. And he has to, smartly on his point too, he said, I get attacked every single day.
That's true. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Every single day. It's not just by other opponents. It's by the media every single day. And then, of course, he wrapped this up at the end.
And, at the end of the day, I would just tell people to go check out the scoreboard from last Tuesday night.
He said smugly. Perfect. That's exactly what you got to do. Good for him.
That's fine. That was his response.
Absolutely.
You know, he didn't call names or anything like that. He said we're just trying to lead. He had a really good response as far as check out the scoreboard. Some people were trying to read into that. Was he saying, the Trump candidates who lost? Or is he just talking about himself, meaning, hey, I did pretty well, so I think let's just focus on that when it came to
his
huge win over Chris.
It's probably more of that.
That's what I think, too.
I would imagine. But the question was, it was about Trump's remarks. So,
right.
And he wrapped it up with that. I don't know. Who cares? Who knows? Good thing for him to say. But here's the thing, and this is why it makes all the sense in the world. Everybody was asking it. Why in the world is Trump announcing now? It's because of this.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Because he's the guy that officially started the comeback. And as we had before in that earlier clip, he's the guy that officially now is on record as the one calling for unity.
He's come out. He's done it. He's the first one to say.
Absolutely.
That he's the first one to announce for 2024. And I'll tell you, it was a big moment for the country, for the state, really, because he's down here making that announcement, too, right here in South Florida.
Sure.
But it was a big moment for people to say, you know what? All right. Let's try to move forward. And I think that's even what Trump, the message, because he stuck to the message, which was great to hear, which is, here's what's happening. Here's how we can move forward. Let's get it done.
Right. And it's not only unity, obviously. You know, you want the entire country to be united, if that's even possible now. But Trump is now officially the one on record calling for unity within that party.
That's true.
And it's undeniable. He's the one that set the precedent. We said we're gonna rate him with stars 1 through 5 throughout the morning. All of these dozens and dozens of clips and highlights from last night. Here's one. What do you think about this one?
We will abolish every Biden COVID mandate and rehire every patriot who was fired from our military with an apology and full back pay.
5 stars.
That was huge.
It's tough to read the room because obviously it's a very friendly Trump crowd, but that got one of the biggest responses of the night outside of him saying he's running.
Yes.
Huge.
That was a really big statement, and that's something that I think a lot of people would be happy to hear because then you still have, on the other side, you have mushmind Biden.
Oh, yeah, right.
Who is too sleepy, by the way, to go to the dinner at the G20 summit with all the other world leaders No one really knows why. I'm just saying he was too sleepy. No one knows why he wasn't there.
Oh, we got to get to that, too, because that's one where I'm giving Trump 2 stars.
Oh, okay.
He started making fun of Sleepy Joe. I'm like, oh, don't do it. Just stay. Just plenty of time for that. Not now.
He actually did mention Biden a few times, which I thought interesting. But, you know, he's talking about this stuff. Meanwhile, you have Biden over here who is going to extend the COVID emergency through April.
That's exactly right. More importantly.
Your two differences right there.
And that was the difference, Diener. Good point about what he's talking about with COVID policies. Trump was not talking about masks.
Right.
And he wasn't talking about vax mandates because we're beyond that. What he was talking about were emergency powers with COVID policies. And that means automatic ballot harvesting.
Right.
And all the other emergency powers that are the far-reaching real effects of this kind of stuff. Masks, nothing. That means
it's
nothing.
Gone.
You'll
yeah.
never be able to do that to people again.
No.
I don't think. At least not the half the country that will rebel against it. But COVID policies and emergency powers that the federal government gave itself throughout this, that's what Trump was getting at right there. It's exactly what he was talking about.
Huge statement.
Which led into draining the swamp.
To further drain the swamp, I will push for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. It's time. And I will ask for a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of campaigns, a lifetime ban on lobbying by former members of Congress and cabinet members.
See, this is where if our scale went from 1 to 100 stars, I'd give him 200.
Yeah.
But we can only max out at 5 right now because that was fantastic to talk about that.
That's like, I mean, that is really digging down deep to the root of a lot of the problems in D.C.
Oh, absolutely.
Is getting rid of, you know, all this corrupt lobbying that goes on, putting term limits on these congressmen is just... Please, those things are so long overdue. Now, whether or not he can actually do those things is a different question.
That's a good point, too. You're right. And very similar to what Matt Gaetz talked about in his congressional committee speech.
Right.
The things everybody knows, they got to do it. It's going to be almost impossible to get done. But to start that fight and to clean it up, that's what draining the swamp means. Trump bringing that up last night? Enormously good.
That's right, exactly. That's the main point.
Huge.
Is that he brought it up. He's trying to now push that ball forward.
Yes.
It's a whole different fight to get it done.
Right. It may take generations.
Right. But at least that's out in the open. You know what I mean?
Right.
He has started that discussion as part of his campaign. I mean, that was like a campaign promise type of thing with him saying that.
But it was so good because it was so specific. 3 specific points of action to at least try to take. Before it was, for 5 years, it was, we got to drain the swamp. Tired of that, draining the swamp. You got to drain the swamp. No, these are specific action points. This is better, more focused, more directed, and on point than ever before.
And
it was great. Just great.
It was a lot of hopeful messages, a very hopeful picture he painted for a lot of things. So, you know, I feel like people... Maybe who are upset at Trump last week, because this is something we were saying yesterday, too. People are very fickle.
Oh, no doubt.
You were upset at Trump, not even last week, on Monday. And now here you are 2 days later. I think for the most part, you have those people who are always for Trump and like, I'm kind of sick of him now. I think they probably came around last night.
You know what it is, too? Okay, this was an outstanding speech. It was one of the best ones he's ever done. And different. It was a different him. But that's also a lot of recency bias because of the media right now.
Yes.
It was how well Florida did, how good DeSantis looked, how great that is, how this and that. So of course you're going to lean more towards that.
Sure.
Of course you are. It's been more in the news.
Well, I can tell you this, too. Somebody I was talking to last night, who was always a big Trump guy, and during the speech, we're kind of going back and forth, and all of a sudden, he sends me a screenshot about how he gave a $5 donation to the Trump campaign. I'm like, wow, you came around quick.
Wow.
So, you know, I think you might see that from people.
Yeah. I would love, I don't know if we can find it. I would love to find out how many donations came in after that thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I really would.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we didn't get to what's the latest with Poland. Who launched the missiles?
Yes.
Will we ever find out? Who the heck knows? We'll have what the current president said about that. That, and we're very close to Turkey Day, Diener.
Oh, man.
And they're trying to sell this to America as good news. But there's a farm, several of them. I guess they have several locations where you can cuddle with a turkey. I'm not going to cuddle with a turkey.
I was going to say, one of us has to do this for a video on the 850 blog.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
I guess it's going to be me then.
I don't know how they're trying to sell this, but we're going to hear from the lady who's doing it coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News time's coming up at 7 o'clock again. Karen's at that, so what are you writing up?
All I ask is that you rot, and you rot slow.
You don't really hear much about this story, but the man convicted of last year's deadly Wisconsin parade attack, Daryl Brooks, will be sentenced today. and he's going to get an earful from like 40 survivors. Here's a mom of 8-year-old Jackson Sparks.
It hurts to breathe sometimes. It hurts to live without him here. My mama's soul aches for him.
So he's convicted of murdering 6 people after driving. Remember, he drove his SUV through that Christmas parade in Waukesha?
It was horrific.
Oh.
I remember the headlines, too. SUV attack.
That's right.
SUV goes rogue and kills people. No, it was a lunatic. Mass murderer killed people.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't want to talk about him.
You don't really hear about anything about this story. It's so odd.
This was the guy, too, that defended himself. And he started to, the case file stuff, he started to build a little barricade for himself so he wouldn't have to look at the judge.
Oh.
He was building a fort until she finally said, get out. she threw him out of the courtroom.
Absolute lunatic. Well, then, he wasn't a white supremacist, so they wanted to forget the story
but
happened.
He
they
ran
really
over
did.
The
yeah.
dancing grannies.
Yeah, it was awful.
And a child. He killed 6 people.
Yes, he did.
Good Lord.
Justice will be served. It took a long time, but there you go.
He's expected to get the max. That we're coming up.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Then a lot more. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. As Diener, I'm Bill. I talked to Jen last night, by the way.
Oh.
Recovery going well. And I'm sure she'll have the Friday football picks in for later on this week.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But that's what's happening there. Just to give you a little update. So there you go.
So things are going good. It got...
Yes. Well, got, getting, after a major surgery, as well as they can go. But, complete success.
As long as she has her Christmas trees up and the decorations are going up, that's all anybody wants to know.
I wanted to ask, and I didn't want to bother her anymore. But I really did want to ask him, like... How many Christmas trees are up right now, and who put them up? Because it wasn't you, so who are you ordering around?
We need to know. I'm telling you, she's sitting there, Donnie, put these damn trees up, would you?
Or little Nora.
That's right.
No, A goes into B. Like upside down. And
well, it's good to hear.
Yeah, anyway. All right, we got to talk about this for a little bit, because there's such confusion about this and no confirmation whatsoever. But while Poland is confirming that Russian missiles... landed in that country, killing 2 people. There are still more questions than answers today about exactly why, what, how bad. I mean, the casualties, but really how much. There was a report out last night that maybe it was just shrapnel that hit them. Poland is claiming that it was Russia, but nobody else is confirming that.
Yeah, I guess they're looking into, and I don't know what this means, so I'm sorry to say that I'm going to report whether they're, I guess, going to invoke Article 4 of the NATO deal. So I'm not sure what Article 4 is or what that means moving forward, so I'll look into that. But yeah, I mean, they had all these emergency meetings yesterday, and it was definitely concerning when you see the headline.
Well, you're not kidding.
Because this was the one thing. When we look back at the start of this war, and even Rubio came out, I think it was back in March, a few weeks after the war had started, back in February 24th. And they said, what happens if a rogue missile lands in Poland and kills somebody?
That was the big fear. Because that's immediate. It's a strong NATO member.
Right.
And Poland's a pretty strong military itself. You don't want an escalation in that situation.
So that was one of the biggest fears.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Well, that's what happened yesterday. But we're still not exactly sure what the entire situation is.
Right.
So... it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
No doubt about that. That's exactly what no one wanted to see happen, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to hear for right now from Herschel Walker. Why? Because of what he said. Finally, I think this is part of what went into the speech last night, believe it or not. Listen to what Herschel Walker said ahead of his runoff election with Raphael Warnock.
Right now, people want to know about the policies. The policies he's done is he's failed. He's failed Georgia, he's failed this country, and he's going to continue to fail. And this is less than 2 short years.
Okay, this is the next major focus, or at least it should be, right? If common sense played a part here, it should be the main focus is this runoff election for that final Senate seat, and it's coming from Georgia. Do you hear what Herschel said about policy there, though? Focus on the policy. And I don't know who it was, who finally did it. Maybe it was only just Trump himself who finally realized it, just focusing on the policy, because it's good policy going forward. And you only have to do it in 3 steps. Remind people of how bad things are right now. Here's how you're going to fix it and a bright future for America. It's policy.
It's very simple plan.
It is. It should be.
I mean, and that's why we were so happy to see that Trump essentially stuck to the script yesterday. It was back to basics and talking about policy. Here's what's happened. Here's what's gone wrong. Here's why it's gone wrong. Here's
exactly
how we make it better.
Right. Exactly right.
That's all you got to do. I mean, it sounds simple, so I'm happy to see. I mean, hopefully it's not too little too late as far as Herschel Walker is concerned. But, you know, it's good to see at least that's the way they're going.
But that means if he's focusing on that, somebody in the RNC, too, is telling them just focus on the policy stuff.
Yeah.
Just if we all are staying directed on that, which wound up with Trump in that speech last night. I'll give him 4 stars in this one.
We will reestablish the principles of hard work and merit and end the scourge of homelessness that is plaguing our beleaguered Democrat-run cities. We will heal our divisions and bring our people back together through incredible success.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's always an end all of that stuff with what you're going to do, but what it's going to look like in the future. He painted a picture last night, several times, that America's going to be better than ever before, but it's going to be a tremendous fight to get there. Fine. Everybody accepts that. But once you see light at the end of the tunnel, that's what people want to see and hear.
Yeah, and he spoke about gas prices. He spoke about inflation, you know, energy as a whole, asking other countries for oil when we have it right here.
Right. But, he had specifics in the plan of what to do about
yes.
it.
Yes.
He said energy is all tied to inflation. You'll see that go down.
Right.
And here's
right.
what it's going to look like in the future. That was great.
He also brought up elections. Now, he didn't bring up too much about, you know, cheating. He mentioned here and there.
He had one, and he stopped himself, and it was really on in the speech. Did you catch this? Where he goes, and in 2020, I'm going, oh, no, don't do it. He goes, where China may have played a part. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. And then he moved on to something else. I'm like, whew, save.
Yes.
Save and a beauty.
just keep it moving. But yeah, I mean, even bringing up that stuff, saying that, you know, he wants single day voting, only paper ballots, voter ID.
It was another one. Another huge response from the room, too.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
So a lot of big things for a hopeful future.
You know what it was? It was policy, but it was a plan.
Right.
Because he laid out simple 3-point plans on how to fix these things, too, because that's what people can wrap their heads around. They want answers right now.
So I guess the question is...
They don't care about the other crap.
No, exactly. It's how will it land now moving forward? And I think well, but we'll see.
I think well, too. I don't know. You're right, though. We will find out. In the meantime, what are we, 6 days away from this now? Six?
Close. What's the day? Wednesday? 8 days.
8 days, sorry. My math is gone.
Oh, we're almost there.
Never quite had it. But there's great news. At least that's how they're trying to market this thing. Whew. Thank God there are 3 locations of petting farms throughout America where you can cuddle with a turkey.
I'm in.
Tennessee. No, you're not. Trust me. You don't want this. Tennessee, Missouri, and California is offering you the opportunity to cuddle with a turkey. Christine Weinhold is apparently with the Gentle Barn in Missouri. The Gentle Barn.
Who came up with this? I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be like a PETA thing. I don't think it is. I think they're just trying to market this thing and get some attention for themselves. She's going to talk to us about the experience. And more importantly, how much the turkeys love it. Are you ready?
Sure. I suppose.
The female turkeys love to cuddle and form close relationships. Our turkeys...
Okay, hold on.
Wait, I
got to pause right there. First of all, see, that's the danger. The female turkeys, you know what your danger is? The male turkeys looking at this thing happen.
Sure.
Are ready to run down the hill, jump the fence, and peck your eyes out.
Turkeys are very jealous creatures.
They're nasty and mean. That's why we eat them and ugly.
Oh, no.
Female turkeys love to cuddle and form close relationships.
No.
Our turkey specifically, we have a turkey that loves to be held and sit in your lap.
No way.
So they really enjoy all of the attention.
I don't think they do.
I've never heard anything like this before about a turkey.
No, this is very strange. There's got to be something else behind this. I don't know who's behind this.
It's Big Turkey, I'll tell you. It's Big Turkey.
Might be PETA. Maybe it's like a
I don't know.
PR campaign to get you not to eat the turkeys when you form a bond with them. I'm just telling you, you hug a turkey for too long, something is going to peck your eyes out.
Or they get at you with their claws. They got big claws, too.
Turkeys are mean. They have large talons.
Mean birds.
So there's that ahead of Thanksgiving. You just want to keep it in mind.
One of us has... We have to do this, though. We have no choice. One of us has to do this.
All right,
and we have to put the video on the blog.
I'm volunteering Jen because she has no say in the matter right now.
There you go. Good.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, we're going to send you to Missouri.
It's time for some turkey cuddles.
It's time for some turkey cuddles, right? More reviews. Our all-star reviews from the Trump speech last night. It was a lot of good stuff. We'll talk about that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.